What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the For the Good podcast.
We're so glad you're here.
Our mission is to reach the next generation by encouraging you using God's word.
We cover topics like Christian dating. God does not want someone to come to him because of a person.
Finding your godly spouse. That's how God works in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Following God's will for your life.
We think that we should be omniscient with God. And staying close to God when the world tempts you. Or it can be worshiping the right God in the wrong way. Romans 8:28 says,
"And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose."
This podcast is for God's good and to grow his kingdom.
Our prayer is that this ministry provides you with a healthy Christian community that you can be a part of.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the For the Good podcast.
Yep. All right, let's get to it.
Happy Wednesday.
Yep, happy Wednesday.
We're glad you're back. We hope that you guys enjoyed the Asking Each Other Questions series.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun.
Yeah. Big announcement coming soon. Drop in the comments down below if you want to guess what it is.
Yeah.
And the
really,
winner,
really soon.
The winner gets a high five if we ever see you.
Yeah. Yeah, stay on social media because when this video goes out, it'll be the Sunday after this video comes out that we will make the announcement.
Yes.
As long as everything goes as planned. Mm-hmm. But really big, exciting news. So yeah, definitely drop a comment on what you think it is. I'm curious to see what people think it is.
Yeah. Fitness coaching still available. Michelle and I coaching it, killing it. We don't like to take on a lot of people, so if you're, like, genuinely interested and you're like, I want a fitness coach who has good morals and values, doesn't want to just take my money, we're here for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's all our plugs. So, yep. That's, yeah. That's,
are you,
that's
you're taking five, too,
this month? Oh, I don't know. Oh, I mean, I may.
I said five.
Okay, I may only take two.
So, yeah, I'm capping at five, so.
Yeah, I may only take two. I like to keep my roster around like 15 people total, and I'm at like 12.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I have a couple more people signing on this month that already have spots reserved.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I said two. We'll see what happens. I may increase. I may decrease it. But yeah, if you're interested, applications down below. I forgot to shave my beard, didn't I, honey?
Yeah, you did.
Don't I just look horrible?
No, you look so handsome.
Wow, okay.
Well, I saw the hairspray on the counter, but it doesn't look like you hairsprayed your hair.
Yeah, I tried. Ran out. And then I tried to look in the cabinet for the other one. Couldn't find it.
It's gone.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah. I should have bought that one at Walmart the
Dang
other day.
It.
Shoot.
Sorry.
I know. I'm just a complete mess.
Sorry.
It's whatever.
We'll get you some hair gel or something.
I don't like hair gel.
Okay, never mind. We'll get you some more hairspray.
Yeah, hair gel, it sometimes gets clumpy and then it should.
It also makes it really shiny.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like, I know that there's this trend going around where, like, guys always use hair gel and, like, you know, fluff it up or whatever, like, slick it back. And now all these girls are putting in, like, a bunch of gel and, like, brushing their hair back. You haven't seen those videos?
Yuck. I mean, it's great for them.
Yeah. It just keeps the flyaways out, but I don't know. I just
got the wrong image. I envision a girl taking man hair gel and just slicking it back with the comb.
That's what they do. Well, just, I don't think it's men's gel. It's women's gel.
Okay.
But they literally doll up like a huge clump and just like...
Interesting.
And then take this, like the comb that I use to tease my hair. They take one of those and then they just, like, slick it back and into a ponytail or, like, a low bun or something. But
like that one cheerleader we saw that literally had her head. She was doing this.
Oh, she was a dancer?
Yeah, it sounded like a rock.
Yeah, Asher was watching me go through my TikTok and there's this girl taking out her show hair for like dancing.
Yeah, it was like plastic. Like plastic hair.
Yeah, no, literally. And somehow her hair is not damaged.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was
like literally if you went like this, if you're listening on Spotify, you're not going to see it. But like if you went like this.
Like snapped it in half.
I thought I would snap it in half.
Yeah, like, and that's what it sounded like when she pulled it off her face.
Yeah.
She had like curly cues kind of, or like swivels or whatever you want to call them. Anyways.
Yeah, so we're going to get into it.
No, no judgment on the girls that slick their hair back.
Oh, yeah.
I was just saying, like, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't, I don't think it would look good on me, one. Number two, I just don't want to clean it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep product minimum in my hair.
Yeah, we were talking about hairspray.
Yeah, okay. So, anyways.
Yeah, we're going to get into this topic. We're going to be talking about this probably for a while.
Yeah, this is a hefty one.
And I feel like. Hope y'all enjoy it. I know how well our episodes do when we talk about relationships and whatnot.
Yeah.
Whether it's finding your wife or finding your husband or whatever. And it feels like we've built a lot of following around that.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, there's only so much to talk about when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
And a lot of the questions people ask about relationships, they know the answer to.
Yeah.
They're just searching for the answer they want to hear.
Yeah.
And, the videos that I make on my channel, also the videos that we film here, I find it a lot more enjoyable when Michelle and I talk about topics that her and I have maybe discussed behind scenes that are very Bible based.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a lot more fun talking about it. I mean, relationships, it's very opinion based, and I guess you can back up some stuff with the Bible, but.
Well, there's also only so much we can say.
Yeah, there's only so much we can say.
Because everyone's going to have their opinion on relationships, and they're going to approach them the way that they want, speaking from experience.
Yeah.
I had so many mentors in my life try to tell me, like, advice on how to, like, do things, you know, and I didn't listen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can only say so much, and if someone wants to be with someone they shouldn't be with, then you can say, oh, you're going to ruin your life. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're probably right. I'm going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so be it.
Mm-hmm.
So not to say we're never going to talk about relationships anymore, because I guarantee you we are.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of other stuff to talk about. I don't want to say more important stuff, but more of Michelle and I's mission, I guess.
Things that will actually help you in your walk with God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, we don't want to just throw out these episodes and not impact your relationship with the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. That's like going to church and just hearing a bunch of Jesus loves you over and over again. That's not going to help you grow in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be hearing on repeat a reminder, you know, honey, and we don't want to do that.
Honey, I was listening to this. I was listening to this sermon the other day. He was talking about the early church and compared it to our church today. He said something that blew my mind. He said, the early church always said, look at my life. Look how much it's changed. That's what the early church said. All the pastors, everyone in the pulpit would say, look at my life. Look how much it's changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The church now, you know what they say? Look at Jesus. Look what he did. Two completely different ways of speaking.
Mm.
And this is what we're going to dive into it. Well, not necessarily, but this is what Paul talks about a lot in Romans.
Mm-hmm.
And also in, what other book is it? I forget. But basically, it's a testimony of, like, this is what Jesus did to me.
Right.
It's not, look at Jesus. Look what he did.
Yeah.
It's like, you should have a testimony so big to the point where, like, it's very unusual.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, you can just look at my life.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the church get back to that?
Yeah.
Why can't we get back to the, look at me?
Yeah.
Isn't that enough evidence?
Mm-hmm.
Not just go read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, like, just, it's historical evidence. Like, I'm not saying that's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome that we have so much evidence of Jesus actually doing what he did. But isn't it so much cooler when you say, well, just look at me. Look what happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you another example. I'm addicted to golf right now. All right.
Very addicted. I no longer have a husband. Please pray for
me.
No.
We're not going to get into those jokes because some people think that's serious.
Yeah. No. Serious. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I am very, very proud of Asher because he's actually taken on a hobby that he's not giving up on.
Yeah.
And it's been really difficult for him to get back into it because he took a break for a while. And it's just inspiring to see your partner fall in love with a hobby.
Yeah.
And
seriously. And ladies, support your men's hobbies, whether it's video games or collecting cards or going out and picking I don't know what men do nowadays, you know, or starting golf or starting pickleball or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, support him on that because it's very, you'll be surprised. it's very hard for a man to pick up a hobby and actually stick with it.
Yeah.
Because men who have hobbies are so much happier than men that don't have hobbies. Mm-hmm. And usually it's because the men that don't have hobbies just don't stick with it.
It's either sticking with it or they're just so busy providing for their family that they don't make time for themselves.
Exactly.
Listen, I value you hard workers that are providing for mm-hmm. your family, like single house income or single income house. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Single income families. Like, I value what the man is doing, but aside from providing, it's so important that you take on something that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Or else you're going to feel a lot like, well, I'm doing this for everyone else. What about me? And yeah. then you're going to take that out on your family. Not saying not saying you actually will, yeah. but it could be something could, that yeah. you feel, mm-hmm. you know, and it might not come out verbally, but maybe your actions or whatever it may be. Yeah. Anyways.
So anyways, back to the look at me, look mm-hmm. at my life. This is evidence that Jesus is the truth because mm-hmm. I've changed. Okay, so I'll give you all a golf example. Most people, when they start playing golf, they need to hit the driver, hit their irons really, really well. I'm going to get very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what most people think. Actually, if you get very good at chipping and very good at putting, your score goes down drastically. Mm-hmm. If you're good at those two things, this is why people in their 60s and 70s are still shooting low scores in golf, because they've been chipping and putting their whole life. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, my brother, for example, I'm getting to my point.
Okay.
I was like, hey, I'm getting very good at my driver and very good at irons. Why isn't my score going down? Hunter goes, I used to think the same thing. However, look at my score. Mm-hmm. When I started chipping and putting more, my score went down.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how he didn't say, oh, well, why don't you just look up chipping and putting and driving and iron tutorials.
Mm-hmm.
He said, why don't you take a look what happened in my scores when I started doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that enough evidence that mm-hmm. it's actually true?
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way, us as followers of Jesus, it's very important to point people to Jesus. I'm not dismantling that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But your testimony should be so substantial enough to say, well, if you knew me 5 years ago, you would know how much of a sleazeball I was. Now I'm a completely changed man. What other religion or God does this?
Mm-hmm.
No other God does this.
And I think that's what makes people so curious.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I am so happy that there's a bunch of celebrities that are in the public light coming out about their testimony. Like that one that we just talked about the other day. I forget what his name is. He's an actor, I think.
I don't know.
Kind of hippie.
Oh, yeah. People, y'all know him in the comments.
Yeah.
Really long hair. Yeah. What's his accent? Is it Australian accent?
It's either Australian or it's European.
European. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But anyways, I want to say it's Russell Brand.
Yeah, it sounds.
Is that what it is? I don't know. Anyways, there's just a lot of celebrities that are coming out and people are so confused because they're totally different people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, wait a second, I've been following this famous person for so long, and now all of a sudden they're different. Like Kat Von D, like 180.
Yeah.
And all these girls that have looked up to her and bought her makeup and all of this stuff, they're like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but that's just not their personal, like, choice to just change.
Yeah.
Like that's not them doing it.
Yeah.
And none of them are taking credit for it.
Yeah.
They're all like, hello.
Yeah.
Jesus changes you.
Like, that's the thing. You can't take credit for it. And that's the difference between the early church and the modern church.
Yeah.
Is the modern church, we don't have enough testimony saying, look at my mm-hmm. life. That's why we preach these Jesus loves you messages.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Jesus.
That's what they want to reel people in.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not, dude, I suck so bad. Just take a look at my life and just run them through your life.
I mean, people every day, like what you used to make, the content you used to make, right?
Mm-hmm.
These teenagers, probably, I'm assuming that was your age range,
mm-hmm.
are looking up to you, saying like, oh, okay, this guy knows how to start a business and start making a bunch of money. Because at the time you were money hungry and mm-hmm. you were teaching people how to make money and how you don't need a college degree, like just get started and all this stuff. And you were impacting those people. Well, the reason why these people are watching your videos is because you've done it.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're a testimony to what you were posting about. Mm-hmm. Right now you don't care. But yeah, at the time that we don't sit down and I didn't go to school at the University of Cincinnati and learn from other students.
Yeah.
No, I learned from a professor who was experienced in marketing and advertising and brand awareness and all of this stuff that I learned. I was going and learning from an expert.
Yeah.
Based on what they were already learning, right? So it's like, why would we not want to share what Jesus is doing in our life and how we've grown and our relationship and how we've changed and all of that stuff to get people curious, you know?
Yeah.
So the point of that conversation was to just pinpoint like what we're trying to do with these episodes. Like we want to help you guys grow and not just keep you stagnant.
Yeah.
Like we want you to actually like
get challenged
and allow the Holy Spirit to convict you. Don't listen to us.
Yeah.
If you're watching this and you're like, oh, I don't feel good about what we're about to talk about, then maybe that's something you need to sit alone with Jesus and just be like, Holy Spirit, just please like refine me. Like, is this something that I need to change? Trust me, He'll let you know.
Yeah.
But we want to help you guys grow so that you can go out and show people how much you've changed, right?
Yeah. I got this one DM. He's probably watching. Shout out. I forgot his name. He said, I watched a couple of y'all's episodes and I'm getting floored. As in like I'm getting very convicted.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, good.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Like we want you to change.
We love you.
Yeah.
We're not staying where we were.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been following the Lord. Coming up on October, it'll be 3 years. You're a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the same person I was when I first started this relationship. It's not like I learned everything right away and I haven't changed.
Yeah.
And in the future, we're going to continue to change. And we're going to love each other through those seasons as we get closer to Jesus.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
You know where I'm going with that? Okay, we can start off right now. So what we're talking about in today's episode is justifying sin. Okay? So I just want to say this point before. Because the reason why Michelle and I are so passionate about staying the same is because what we're preached is give your life to Jesus, you're entered into heaven. That's not really the goal of Christianity. And this is something we talked about in our Bible study.
Yeah.
What's the goal of Christianity? Goal of Christianity is to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. To earth. That's the goal of Christianity. If the goal of Christianity was just get to heaven, that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
That's a free gift.
Yeah.
And that's where we get it wrong. And that's when we start to justify sin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've already accepted Jesus into my heart. I'm going to heaven. I know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it matters because he's already forgiven our sins. That's the point I wanted to make. Now you can go into it, honey. I was just going to forget that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we would have gone on and on and on.
Yeah.
Because I know this is going to be a lengthy one.
Yeah, it will be. So the conversation on this topic started because we get a lot of questions about like, can I do this? Can I do this? Can I do this? Talking about sin.
Yeah.
First of all, we're not going to give you an answer because we're not Jesus. And all we're going to tell you is what does the Bible say?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have challenged us, even though we've given it's not even our opinion, it's literally in the Bible. We've responded with, hey, this is what the Bible says. And we get challenged by, well, but this, but I'm in this situation, but you don't understand. Like this, there's just like a bunch of different excuses.
Excuses, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We have justified sin before.
Oh, I justify sin every day.
And
let's be real.
But this is something that really needs to be talked about because it's destroying people's relationship with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You are putting your own will over God's will
mm-hmm.
by justifying your sin because you're telling Jesus, I don't believe that you know how I should live. So I'm going to live the way that I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something that needs to be talked about. I heard a girl on social media, goodness gracious, it made me so upset. It was a TikTok. This was like a year and a half ago. And she was talking about women in the church. And she went on this whole spiel about like, I'm not against women speakers like at all. I think we've talked about this before, but
we've never made an episode on it, right, but like, go ahead.
Just her whole tangent was like very feminist sounding or like feminine, like we have the same rights as men and we're the same in God's eyes and like all of this stuff. And the end of her explanation was, I think if Jesus was here on earth in this time that we're in, he would feel differently. And I was like, whoa, that is a bold statement. She had just gotten out of church. The pastor was giving a message about that topic,
okay.
Women,
okay.
And how Jesus felt about women. And she challenged it and made a video about it. And I think she said that she wasn't going to go to church there anymore. Anyways, what prompted the video was the fact that she just was arguing like hardcore feminism and like God created man and woman differently for a reason. We've talked about this before. If I raise our kids one day, they're all going to be really emotional. If it's just me.
Oh my goodness, we got so many people disagreeing with us on that. They were like, well, single moms can be good. You can raise a strong man.
And it's like, my sister is a single mom, everybody. Yeah, just yeah, so everyone
yeah.
knows.
And I'm over here like, yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't the point.
No.
Like, again, it's one of those things where it's like, you can take 30 seconds of whatever and spin it off to whatever yeah. your mind wants to believe. Go yeah. ahead.
But anyways, I actually, two of my clients are single moms. And
yeah, my heart goes out to the single moms. Yeah, that has
I'm
to be
sure
incredibly
they're doing,
difficult.
I'm sure they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was using that as example just yeah. to explain that people, back on the topic, people are sure. justifying, sorry, all over the place today.
Wow, just really big day. Wow.
People are justifying their sin and making excuses. And they're trying to mesh the Bible in the world is essentially what's
yeah.
happening
yeah.
because everyone yeah. else is doing it. So that's what we're going to get into today.
Yeah, we could dive into women speakers or women. Well, the thing is, there's really not much to talk about. Y'all need to do a little bit of research to understand what Paul was talking about
yeah.
to Corinth when
yeah.
he talked about that letter.
Yeah. yeah.
Because
you also have to understand the culture
exactly.
that they were in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not saying that like, anyway, okay, that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, maybe it'll be a side topic one day, but Michelle and I couldn't talk about that more than 30 minutes because there's really not
yeah.
there's not much to talk about. People just need to understand history.
Yeah. yeah.
Literally.
And context.
And
context
yeah.
is key.
Yeah. yeah. And that's why on my YouTube channel, another shameless plug, I'm going through the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's probably going to take me the rest of my life to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving context to everything. I'm in the book of Romans right now, and Romans 2 is about to be a heavy hitter. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I want to start off with like what sin is.
Sure.
Right? So you're falling short of God's standard
mm-hmm.
for the standard that he wrote in this Bible.
Correct.
Right? So he gives us a guideline on the way that we're supposed to live, the things that we should be doing and we should not be doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he does this to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will say, like, they'll justify what they're doing and they'll be like, well, you just don't understand. You just don't understand. It's like, okay, now you're questioning God.
Yeah.
And you're questioning that he doesn't have your best interests at heart. He created you.
Yeah.
Why would he not?
Yeah.
Right? I like to use the example, you can use the example of parents or of cops. They're both kind of the same, but
okay. Yeah.
So like a cop, like we get pulled over for speeding. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was our fault that we were speeding. But why do we have speed limits and laws in place that the police hold us to that standard?
To protect us from doing that.
And to keep us safe.
To keep us safe.
Right? Because yes. If we all went around speeding, we'd get into a bunch of accidents.
Yeah, it'd be a mess.
And that's exactly what happens when people don't follow the law.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
You see it all the time. Same yeah. with your parents, right? When you're growing up, your parents seem so mean because they're disciplining you or they're keeping you from doing something or they're giving you a curfew. I had a curfew. And it's like, you're like, as a child or a teenager, you're like, I don't understand. This is so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But once you grow up and you become a parent, then you're going to be like, wow, I totally get this. Like, I want to protect my child. Like, now I know what my parents were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get in the mindset of thinking that we know better than God, that's when we start to throw away this word that we've already learned
mm-hmm.
and go based off of what we think is a sin and what isn't a sin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's when it gets dangerous.
Yeah. And even if you've never read the Bible, it's still written on your heart.
Yes.
You're still made in God's image. And that's why this world hasn't gone up into flames. Because mm-hmm. even if you're an atheist,
yeah.
it doesn't matter. You still have a moral compass. And you still have a conscience that God gave you. That's one thing that atheists for thousands of years can't explain mm-hmm. is morality.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever get someone that tells you morality doesn't come from God, they need to get checked. Because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I listen to these arguments and debates every single day because I myself am trying to find one that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I still can't.
I wouldn't want someone's morality coming from matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would want it to actually have meaning behind it and for that person to feel it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee if you walk through a prison, you're not going to find one person who doesn't regret what they did.
Yeah.
And admit that what they did was wrong.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all have a conscience. Mm-hmm. Like we know what's going on.
Yeah.
Now in the moment, a lot of times when they do those bad things, their conscience might be blinded or something.
Exactly.
You know, but
they may justify their conscience.
Mm-hmm. And fight it.
And fight it. Yeah. And man, see, this is the crazy thing. We're talking about this and Romans 1 and 2. So Romans 1 talks about the immoral person
mm-hmm.
and Romans 2 talks about the moral person.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how we're talking about this now because what I have come to find out is the moral person
mm-hmm.
still isn't moral.
Yeah.
Because even the moral person does not, it is not on God's standard of morality because
mm-hmm.
we all sin.
Mm-hmm.
Like no one can be held up to that standard. So we're going to get into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, honey.
So my next point was, sorry, I took a bunch of notes this morning, so I'm going based off of
them. We got a Bible nerd.
Yeah.
What are they called? What are they? A Bible thumper?
Yeah. No, that's when you like fight everyone with a Bible.
Oh,
which, I'm that too. Sorry, this is what I live my life by. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Well, we don't thump people that aren't. Christians.
Right. And that
makes sense to them anyway.
That's another perfect point. If you're watching this and you're like, I don't agree that any of that stuff is sin and you're not a believer of Jesus or a follower of Jesus, we're not talking to you.
Yeah.
So if God calls something a sin, it is a sin no matter the circumstances. We don't get a free pass, quote unquote free pass on sin because of the way something might have happened. So a lot of times people like excuse it. A good excuse that people use a lot is, well, my parents were this way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Or I was raised this way. Okay. I was raised Methodist. I was raised to work for your salvation. I had to unlearn that and change it. So when I was writing these notes about like getting a free pass to sin based on circumstances, the first thing that I thought of was abortion. And I know that everyone has their arguments with this. And I know that topic is super heavy. But one thing that really, 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 really hurts my heart is when women make decisions for another person that doesn't have a say-so based on the circumstances that they're in. So a lot of girls will justify, literally, I'm sorry, you can call it what you want. You can call it removing of cells or whatever you want to call it. It's literally murder. It is literally murder. Sorry. That's just what it is. And you are committing a sin based on your circumstances because you're not ready, or you were with someone that you didn't want to be with, or whatever the excuse might be. A lot of people bring up the argument of rape, and maybe this is just my opinion, but if I was a female and that happened to me and I got pregnant, I would not kill the baby. I would give it up for adoption because I wouldn't want a constant reminder of what happened to me, but that child still deserves a life.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people will use that as an excuse. That's still murder.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally still murder that you're choosing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it breaks my heart that people excuse their sin based on certain circumstances and think that they just receive a free pass from God. Now, with all of that being said, I'm not saying that all your sin is inexcusable and you're never going to have a relationship with Jesus. Not at all. All he wants is for us to repent.
Mm.
So if you sin and you justify your sin and you realize that you do that, go to God and say, I'm sorry, I'm repenting. Repentance literally means that you're coming into agreement with God that what you did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a humble person to do that.
Yeah.
We've had to do that. We've had to repent together when we were engaged.
Yeah.
And we sat down and we were like, Lord, we know that we shouldn't have done this. And we're sorry and we agree with your word. And that was that, right? It wasn't like we were justifying for months until we were married and we didn't have to worry about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I would have ruined my relationship with the Lord if, and so would you have, if all we did was just excuse it, and never repent and come to the Lord about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And here's the justification we get on that. Well, there were no ceremonies in the Bible. And what's it called? There was no weddings in the Bible.
Or a marriage license.
And marriage license. There was no law attached to that. So why do I have to do it? Then they're like, in the Bible, you're married if you have sex. Well, yeah. So why do you think God warned you about having sex so often if you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
If you read in context, in the Old Testament, the amount of times virgin is explained, I don't want to put a number on it, but it's a lot. Why is virgin so important? It's because when a man enters a virgin, those two people are married.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless if there are papers signed, they go to a ceremony or whatever, those two people are married. Unfortunately, Michelle and I, in God's eyes, are still married to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the justification you get, is people are like, well, in the Bible, it says that, you know, you can marry someone just, you know, having sex with them. Yeah, that's true. But like, so you're using God's word then as a weapon to have sex with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times people will come to me and say, well, I don't want to have a ceremony. I don't want to do this and this and this. It's like, okay, great. Have sex with her and then go get your marriage license.
Mm-hmm.
But it's completely different if you're like, I'm going to have sex with her. We're going to wait on the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to wait to go to the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to marry them, yeah, so go, you can have sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
Go get married.
Yeah.
Or go get married by the government next.
Yeah.
You know, it's complete justification if you have sex with someone to say you're married to them and then it's not legally bound. That doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that literally doesn't make sense. And I know a lot of people are going to come back and say, oh, well, in this scripture it says this, and in this scripture it says this. Do you guys not think Michelle and I would have had sex the first week we would have known each other? Mm-hmm. Because we knew we were going to get married, but we didn't have the piece of paper in front of our hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would have definitely done it, but we got convicted every time I'll put my hand somewhere it shouldn't be. Yeah. I wonder why that was.
Yeah.
Because it was, it wasn't the devil talking.
Yeah. That's the thing that bothers me is people are like, well, you know, justification, justification, justification. It's like, do you not feel convicted?
Yeah.
Like, because if you're asking or if you're telling us that it's okay, you're either doing it or you're doing something close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're arguing to just go ahead and do it, then maybe you're not feeling convicted at all.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
Like, truthfully. Because I know that we say, like, everyone has their own convictions, but we've met a lot of people that have slipped up before they got married, and all of them have felt guilty.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them. Yeah.
I have yet to meet one person who has not. So if you're not, if you're feeling convictions, maybe you're lying to yourself and you're telling yourself that you're not feeling them. But
which I've done before with stuff. Yeah. Everyone's done that. Everyone said, oh, I don't feel convicted about that. Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You don't feel convicted about sticking your fingers in your girlfriend's pee-pee?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're 19 years old?
Yeah.
Still in freshman year of college? You don't feel convicted about that?
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, shoot, we were a week out from the wedding, and when we would get handsy, I would instantly feel guilty. And we were about to get married. We just weren't married yet.
Yeah. And I know we like to say everyone has their own convictions, but there's a couple things where it's like, you don't feel convicted about that.
Yeah.
You know? And also, if you have to come ask someone, whether it's your pastor or whatever, is this okay? What does that look like to Jesus?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
And we're asking the wrong questions.
Asking the wrong questions.
We say this all the time.
We're asking the wrong questions.
We've said this to each other outside of this. I think we've said it on the podcast before, and we've heard so many pastors say it. Our pastor said it this past Sunday.
Oh, he did such a good job.
Oh, that was such a good message. But we're asking the wrong questions.
Like, how did he put it?
I forget what he said. He said something like, I don't remember, truthfully, but I've heard pastors say, like, instead of figuring out how close you can get to sinning, why don't you just figure out why God wants or why God called that a sin in the first place?
Yeah, that's a much better question.
Because that's what got me.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. Like, I've talked about this on here before. Like, when I first gave my life to Jesus, I was like, okay, I know that sex before marriage is a sin, but why? And I did so much research and heard so many pastors and, like, psychologists talk about the impacts of sex with a person that you're not married to. And it opened my eyes so much. I was like, okay, that's what I needed to focus on.
Yeah.
So the second you and I started dating, it was like, this isn't happening. This is off the table.
Yeah.
Like, love you and we're going to get married, but, like, we're not doing this until we're married. Mm-hmm. And we didn't.
Yeah.
You know, it's like figuring out why God calls it a sin in the first place, right? Like, I have an example of gossip on here, right? Okay. Like, why is talking about people so bad? Okay, well, for starters, now you're going to see that person in a different light. And it's going to be really hard for you to be around them because you're going to think about those things that you said about them.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, I used to gossip about girls that I was friends with that were not believers. And I would call Asher or my Christian friends and I would be like, yeah, just, you know, or to each other without us being in a group talking about like one of the other girls. And it got so, it like weighed so heavy on me to the point where when I had a conversation with the person I was talking about, I like couldn't look at them the same.
Mm-hmm.
It like ruined my relationship with them.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, no, that's that. So here's the thing with men, it's like that too. I mean, people say women gossip. I would actually argue men gossip just as much as women.
Yeah.
Gossip is just in our society. It's in everyone's society. It's mm-hmm. not, it gossip didn't just happen in the year 2000.
Yeah.
Gossip's been going on when you know how much gossip was going around when Jesus was preaching?
You know how much gossip was around in like the 20s and 30s? My great-grandma?
Yeah.
Huge gossiper.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was born in 1917.
Yeah.
And man, that woman, you go over there, she's talking about everyone.
Yeah.
Under the sun.
Yeah. And So here's the thing is when you get in a group,
people,
sorry, I'm drinking my all day rosé here, Waterloo. Shout out. That'd be cool if we got sponsored.
That would be
never
really
gonna
cool.
happen.
We love Waterloo. Yeah. Everyone go tag Waterloo. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
And you're in a group and you're like, you're a follower. Maybe they're followers too. And they start gossiping. And you're like, shoot, I don't know if I should contribute to this conversation and fit in, mm-hmm. or if I should be unusual. And this is what our pastor got into, mm-hmm. is he was like, your life should look unusual, uh-huh. not weird, but it should look unusual because Jesus was very unusual. Mm-hmm. So imagine how much God is going to get the glory if you're in that situation where they're all gossiping and you don't say anything and they're looking for your
input.
Or
you say, hey, I think we should stop talking about this person, yeah. which might make a lot of people uncomfortable saying that.
Yeah.
Sadie Robertson talked about that in a podcast, but the second you do it, you'll feel better.
Yeah. And you're going to look very
unusual.
You're going to look very unusual. Yeah. You're going to look like a crazy person. So the example I have was the one car ride.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah. I may have said it on a later episode. Yeah,
Earlier
episode, whatever. And someone was talking about whatever. I'm not going to name names. We were in a car, and everyone was silent after they got done saying their points. They're like, so what do you think? And I was like, well, it doesn't matter what I think because mm-hmm. he's not here. I'm not going to have my input.
Mm-hmm.
No more words said.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that was very, this is when I just gave my life to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very like, this guy is not even here. And I know God loves him. And this guy that they were talking about wasn't a believer. He's an atheist. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had a conversation with him. He is a full-blown atheist.
Mm-hmm.
I went to dinner with him, had a conversation with him. We'll see if his eyes open up. Anyways, yeah. And I was like, I know God still loves him. I know God doesn't talk about him like that,
mm-hmm.
even though he's not following him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point. It's not going to add anything to anyone's life if I add my opinion
mm-hmm.
about some little thing that happened. And yeah, the rest of the car ride, it was super uncomfortable and unusual. Mm-hmm. And one thing I do regret is I should have said something like, well, God doesn't talk about him that way.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't.
Yeah.
And that would have completely been like, oh, dang. Yeah. That would have made them feel pretty bad. Our prayer is that it leads to a humble repentance
mm-hmm.
and they do better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my next point is if we begin justifying our sin, then it can become such a habit that we don't even realize that we are sinning anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And John Bevere talked about this with sin in general mm-hmm. or like ignoring convictions. Like yeah. the second you start to do it, you're just going to be immune.
Yeah.
And the more that you justify sin and you keep on sinning, the more sin you're going to do.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, oh, yeah, this is fine. Whatever. Yeah. So for example, if you're out with your friends and they begin gossiping about someone from church and you go along with it and chime in, if later on you say, well, that wasn't a sin because they began gossiping and I just went along with it because they claimed to be Christian, so I figured it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you're justifying your sin.
Yeah. Okay. Can I give an example?
Yeah.
Okay. My example is the golf course.
Okay.
You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ephesians 4:29, people slam everyone on this verse that when people cuss. Now, I'm going to start off and say, if you say the D word or the S word, Ephesians 4:29 is not talking about that, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 4:29 talks about cursing about other people, talking about them in a bad light.
Or God.
Or, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, honey, what was the third commandment that we talked about this past Sunday?
Bearing God's name.
Yes.
Which a lot of people think that it means don't say the Lord's name in vain. Like, don't say
God
or, you know, JC out loud, really loud. And that's, is that part of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think literally the commandment is do not take the Lord's name in vain.
Yes.
I think
do not take it on.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes. Our pastor said, why don't we rewrite that commandment? And say, do not bear
mm-hmm.
the Lord's name in vain.
Mm-hmm.
So that really opened my eyes because golf is a very frustrating sport. Mm-hmm. And Michelle and I will go play just her. Well, she'll walk with me. She doesn't really play. She'll play sometimes.
I'm not very good.
Yeah. Or I'll play with random people. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this is pretty heavy. Golfers cuss. It's a mm-hmm. very frustrating sport. I cuss on the golf course all the time. Mm-hmm. I go to church this past Sunday, and he talks nothing about cussing, but mm-hmm. he talks about bearing God's name. Mm-hmm. So if you claim to be a follower of Jesus, mm-hmm. you need to bear God's name well.
And what does that mean, honey?
And that means being like Jesus mm-hmm. and following in his footsteps. Mm-hmm. So if I'm on the golf course, there's – because also – a lot of Indians in our community. Mm-hmm. A lot. And we've played with a couple of Indians. And we have played with a couple of believers, we think.
I think only because he didn't say the Lord's name. He said, like, oh my goodness or something. Yeah, and then he didn't cuss. Yeah. He used, like, some other term. And he was just very sweet. So I just yeah. assumed.
And then he also said, I rebuke that.
Yes, he said, I rebuke that in Jesus' name,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah.
Because Yeah.
Anyways. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he was a believer. I'm but also sure sometimes people mock that. But he was a very nice guy.
He was so yeah. sweet. And yeah. I could just, like, I would have, and him and his wife, I could yeah. just like see a difference. So yeah. I just assumed.
I would have loved to play golf. I should have gotten his contact information. Anyways, so let's say I'm with a golfer. This guy's Hindu. This guy maybe grew up in church and has fallen away. Mm-hmm. If I go out there with the cross around my neck mm-hmm. and say all the cuss words in the book mm-hmm. and am mad, what is that going to look like? For Jesus, not on me. What is that going to look like for Jesus? Mm-hmm. Is that a good rep? Is that bearing his name well?
Yeah.
If you were to ask anyone in the history of ever, everyone knows Jesus was a perfect person. Mm-hmm. So everyone's going to say no. Mm-hmm. So how am I going to get that Hindu and that atheist agnostic person to believe if I'm not a good example? Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I will justify it by saying, well, Ephesians 4:29 doesn't talk about saying damn. Mm-hmm. It talks about putting people in a bad light or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So I'll justify it, you know, by using that verse. That's whack. Mm-hmm. Because you can do all the justifying in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll say this, honey. If people understood the third commandment more about bearing God's name, the justification would go right out the window.
Yeah, and we would have a totally different culture.
Yeah, totally different culture.
Like, nothing upsets me more than people wearing a cross and doing the complete opposite of living a life like Jesus.
Yeah.
It literally hurts my soul.
Yeah.
Like, before you and I started dating, I went to the Easter service at my old church in Ohio. And he showed the Passion of the Christ and the scene of where Jesus is being crucified. And it hurts
yeah.
to watch. Like, yeah. I'm going to get emotional just talking about it. And he made a comment and said, that whole sermon was basically about people wearing a cross and like trying to show that they believe in Jesus, but they were living polar opposite to what he called us to live.
Yeah.
And he's like, it has literally become like a fashion statement.
Yeah.
Like people will just buy one. And I've seen crosses on people where I'm like, I've never heard you once talk about your faith.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do you have a cross on?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not coming at people, but like once you understand, I was that person.
Yeah.
I used to have a cross before I gave my life to Jesus and yeah. I would wear it. I didn't really know what it meant. Like yeah. the depth of it, because once you give your life to Jesus and you realize what actually that symbolizes, your entire life changes and yeah. your perspective on it changes. And you're like, wow. It has so much meaning. It's not just some sparkly necklace that you wear around your neck or on your earrings or plastered on a shirt or whatever it may be. Like, it has so much meaning. And there are so many people that are bearing his name and wearing a cross and like trying to represent him, saying that, oh yeah, I'm a follower of Jesus. But it's like, look at your life. And I'm not saying we're perfect, but yeah. hello.
I got it.
Okay.
So to the person who wears the cross necklace that doesn't actually bear God's name, you do look weird. You don't look unusual. Mm-hmm. You look very weird because everyone in the history of ever knows how unusual Jesus is. Mm-hmm. The people who deny that Jesus never existed, you, I'm not talking to y'all because there's other things that I pray for y'all about.
Yeah.
But to the people who know Jesus existed and knows what he taught and knows how he died, to wear a cross and to not follow his teachings, yeah, you look very weird.
And you're making people question it, so much.
Exactly. You're making yourself look weird. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you're making people question, what is this thing even about? You're giving them a false gospel.
Yeah.
Now, on the flip side, if you're wearing the cross and following his commandments and doing bearing his name correctly, yeah, you're going to look very unusual. Mm-hmm. Very unusual.
Yeah.
That is such a great way to put it, because there are so many people that have cross chains or even cross tattoos, Bible verses. They'll listen to rap music about having sex with prostitutes, shooting people, killing people. And I'm like, this is weird. Not unusual. This is weird.
The worst thing for me was, like, right before I gave my life to Jesus, being in a bar. And, like, at the time, I was still calling myself a Christian. And seeing a guy with, like, a huge, like, cross tattoo or, like, Bible verse. That was literally there picking up women. And he was there every weekend.
Yeah.
And it's like,
you just look weird, man.
Like, I just don't understand. You just look weird. But that's a whole other topic. Yeah. But anyways.
But people can justify it
by
saying clubs were never talked about in the Bible.
Yeah.
Bro, there are a lot of things not talked about in the Bible, fam.
Well, unfortunately, the people that are bearing the name and living the polar opposite, I think that they're so far beyond justification that they are not even children of God and they think that they are.
Yeah.
So that's a whole other topic.
That can be a whole nother 3-hour conversation.
That's really harsh to hear.
We
can
talk about what a child of God actually means. Yeah. Because there aren't a lot of children of God in this nation.
Yeah, there's not. Yeah, so when we fully obey the Lord, there's no need for justification. Mm-hmm. And usually when we're justifying it, we know that it's against his will.
Yeah.
That's why we need that justification.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself saying like, oh, but, well, you don't understand.
Yeah.
It's against God's word. Yeah. Like, if you have to justify something, you are disobeying the Lord.
Yeah.
Point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to get into some Bible.
Yeah. Here's another thing, too, I want to add real quick. If you have to take hours on end to study on whether or not something is a sin to make your answer seem right, to make yourself feel better, you're doing way too much, fam. Mm-hmm. It's the whole sex before marriage thing. Did they have ceremonies? Did they actually have a wedding? Can I have sex with this person?
That's
Can I not?
That's the biggest thing that we get questioned.
Yeah, and you're like doing all this research. It's like, fam, are you going to be with her the rest of your life? Yes or no? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Okay, take $10, run up to the courthouse. It'll take 10 minutes. Then you can have all the sex in the world.
Actually, the marriage license is like 50, but still.
50, whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure you can afford $50 in 10 minutes of your time.
You probably just spent $100 on Amazon, so.
Yeah. And on top of that, you spent more time researching if you can have sex before marriage in the Bible than the whole process.
You could have been married.
You could have been married, bro. You could have already had sex.
And this is the thing. This is the thing.
You know what I think it is? I think people are afraid of marriage.
Yes. True. Because everyone hears a divorce rate and they're like, oh, no, I don't want that to happen.
Why can't we start talking about the good things in marriage, bro?
It's amazing.
Everyone's like, you hit year one. Oh, how has it been?
Yeah.
What?
Or like 7-year itch or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Or
they're like, we're going up on a decade. Oh, congratulations. How's it been, though? I mean, there's been rough spots, bro. Yeah. But why can't we talk about the good things?
And why are you talking about the negative things in the first place?
Yeah.
Talk about the negative things that if they do happen with your partner.
Yeah.
And then tell everyone else the good things.
Yeah. Why can't it be, yeah, we're celebrating 10 years. That's amazing. What's been the best part?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
No.
Why is it? Neither have I. Oh, man. What have y'all gone through, though?
Yeah.
Bro, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Shut your trap.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, honey. Spit it.
No, but I think part of it, yes, is that they're afraid of marriage. And also, I think that they are not sure if they want to marry that person.
Absolutely.
But they want to please themselves.
That's absolutely correct.
Yes.
Yep. You nailed it.
Okay.
Exactly. Yep.
Give me a hammer.
Yep. Hammer on the nail. Bop.
All right. So Romans 3:23 says, "For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard." Mm-hmm. God is aware that we are going to sin.
Yeah.
What happened in the garden? Sin entered the world. God knew it happened. He literally flooded the earth because everyone was so sinful.
Yeah.
He knows that we're going to sin, which is why he sent his one and only son to die on a cross for us to forgive those sins. What step are we missing? Does he forgive sins? Absolutely. What does he want from us?
Our repentance.
He wants us to admit that we're sinning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And coming into a line with his will for our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only time heaven was on earth was in the garden before sin entered the world. That's the only time heaven was on earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
After that happened, heaven was not on earth. And that is our mission as Christians, is to bring heaven to earth.
Yeah.
That's it.
One thing I want, if you're listening and you're like, yes, I've justified so much stuff and I feel a pull and I want to change. Okay. Repent and come into a line with God's will and follow his word. You can't do it by yourself. The Holy Spirit's going to lead you. So once you start feeling those convictions, follow them, right? Mm-hmm. If you're the other person, you're listening to this and you're like, I don't justify anything. I just follow my opinion. Or I just think times are different. Okay. Can you imagine getting to the pearly gates, having a conversation with Jesus, and he's like, so you bared my name, yet you did this and 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 never repented. Can you imagine looking at him and say, well, everyone else was doing it. The world's doing it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Well, I saw another girl that goes to my church do it. So it's okay. That's a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We're not supposed to follow other people. We're supposed to follow what God's word says.
Yeah.
And we're also not supposed to follow the world, which is why we all look unusual.
Yeah.
Because we're not doing what the world does. Because the world tells you, literally saw an ad for, I think it was Bumble. And it said, we all know that, or you, some girl posted about it because she's a Christian and she was really upset about it. It said something like, you know that celibacy, it was making fun of it. It was basically saying like, get on this app to meet people and have sex.
Sure.
That's what it was advertising.
Sure.
And it's like, that's what the world's going to tell us.
Yeah.
They're going to tell us the complete opposite. If literally every single thing in this Bible is flipped upside down. Well, mm-hmm. Jesus was upside down. So I guess it's the world is right side up, whatever.
Yeah.
It's complete opposite of what the world is doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Go meet someone, pick someone up at the bar, take them home, sleep with as many people as you can, get your body count up as far as you can, have a bunch of babies with people that you don't even want to be with.
Yeah.
Or have a bunch of sex and go get on birth control and take plan B and keep it from happening. Complete opposite.
Yeah.
The Lord said, man and women, get married and go procreate. Go make babies.
Multiply. Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same. You know, mm-hmm. The world's going to tell you the complete opposite. No, yeah. Don't have kids. They'll ruin your life.
Yeah.
Live your life the way that you want to.
Yeah.
And just soak in freedom.
Yeah.
And if you accidentally get pregnant, just get rid of it before anybody notices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what the world's going to tell you.
Yeah. I want to say one thing real quick, honey. And this is something that John just put so well. Mm-hmm. Is when we were learning about Jesus leading up to Easter, he said, Jesus is a different kind of king growing a different kind of kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And real quick, I want to dive into this topic. It's June. Oh, everyone knows what June's about.
What the world says so, June is about.
Yeah, everyone knows what the world says about June. So this is something I talked about in my latest YouTube video. Michelle and I accept all of those people. God still loves all of them. We don't approve of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a lot of stuff that we hear. Well, it's different times now because they have XYZ problems wrong with them. It's not different times now.
Mm-mm.
Stuff happened like this years ago in Bible times.
In the Old Testament. Literally in Genesis.
Yeah.
The first book.
Yeah. So, what king was it? Was it the king of Rome when I was talking to you the other day? I forgot what. I think, I forgot what king it was. It may have been the king of Rome. I forgot who it was. But anyways, it was one of Paul's letter talking to the city, and he talked about homosexuality. 14 of their last 15 kings were bisexual or gay.
Mm-hmm.
This is nothing new.
Yeah.
So people like to justify by saying, oh, it's a new time. We need to celebrate them because they can't do anything different about it.
They were born this way.
Yeah. So here's the problem with that is if we approve of that, then we're going to have to approve of me having two wives as well.
Or you killing someone.
Or me killing someone.
No. Let me put this into perspective. Because a lot of people use the argument of they're born this way. They can't help it.
Yeah.
Okay. If you open up that can of worms to genetics, you have to open up that can of worms to genetics with everything else.
Yeah.
With theft, with murders, with literally anything that's bad.
Yeah.
You can say, let's give the example of robbing a bank.
Yeah.
I rob a bank. The police comes up to me and goes, what are you doing? Well, I needed money.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't make what you were doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
You broke the law.
Yeah.
You're going against, if you're a believer, you're going against the word of God.
Yeah. And here's the reason why I wanted to make this point is because we've censored the spirit
mm-hmm.
in some areas mm-hmm. that the world thinks this is actually correct
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that's really big.
I'm not
calling out gay people because yeah. I'm going to say one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say drunkenness is another big one.
Yeah.
Especially in your 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
A lot of believers still get drunk and say it's okay because mm-hmm. I'm trying to celebrate XYZ or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday. Yeah.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. It's
Thanksgiving,
Christmas, getting hammered on Christmas,
on some wine
with your grandma, or whatever, you know.
No, your grandma likes buzz balls.
Oh man, she goes crazy for them. She doesn't even drink them all.
No, she sips on like not even a full one.
She sips on one for 3.5 hours. I'm good. Gotta go home.
Anyways,
and so what happens is we become so sensitive to the spirit on getting
mm-hmm.
drunk
mm-hmm.
that we don't even think it's a sin anymore mm-hmm. because we've been doing it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, we approve
mm-hmm.
of other people mm-hmm. who are doing it because we're so insensitive to it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing that's happening with June
mm-hmm.
is the people 10 years ago that were saying that's not right. That's wrong
mm-hmm.
is now saying, actually, they may have a point.
Mm-hmm.
God's word doesn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Jesus doesn't change his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to come to me and say, hey, is a gay person going to be entered into heaven? The Bible doesn't answer that question. Now,
and we don't have the authority to answer
it. Exactly. And in the same way, hey, is that drunk person going to get into heaven? Well, the Bible doesn't answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to give me the Bible verse, oh, well, what about the verse in 1 Corinthians 6 through 10 talking about these people won't inherit the kingdom of God? That's not talking about heaven, fam.
Yeah.
That's talking about God's rulership on earth.
Yeah.
Read in context. I don't know who's going to heaven and who's not
mm-hmm.
when it comes to those things.
Yeah.
If they repent and truly believe in Jesus before, then it's very clearly stated, yes, they will get into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But what I won't say is they won't get into heaven because of their good deeds
mm-hmm.
while they're dismissing all of their sin.
Yeah.
That's what I will say.
Yeah, that was really good, honey.
Thanks, honey.
Another verse, 2 Peter 3:9, says, the Lord isn't really being slow about his promise as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent.
Ooh, that's really good right there.
And you can even use the verse in Revelation where Jesus is saying, I'm at the door knocking.
Yeah.
Like, that's all he wants. We're not sitting here saying, sit in shame for all of the sin that you've justified. No, it is as simple. I'm not saying easy because you have to die to your flesh. And I've gotten attacked by saying easy. It is a simple task. Okay. It's,
yeah.
You sit down.
Oh, yeah, you did get attacked by that. That was so funny.
Yeah, I was like, okay, we're not talking about that.
Yeah. That was so funny.
Still sensitive.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, too soon.
It was a simple thing.
Too soon. It happened a year ago.
Yeah. It just, yeah. I don't like it when I upset people because, or like when people don't understand what you're trying to say. And
they don't understand the heart posture behind it.
Or they didn't watch the whole video.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's a simple task.
Yeah.
So you sit down in prayer and you say, Lord, I am sorry. If you want to, or if you feel the need to, make a list of everything that you've done that you've justified and just come to the Lord. It's not about you being embarrassed or like literally all he wants is your humble repentance is for you to come to him and say, what I've been doing is wrong.
Yeah.
And I will tell you one thing right now. The second you do that, at least from personal experience, you feel so much love.
Yeah.
Right after that.
Yeah.
There has been times where when Asher and I were engaged and we would slip up and I would sit alone in this chair and pray to God and repent. And the second I'm done repenting, I start tearing up because all I can feel is just love.
Yeah.
That's literally all he wants. Yeah. That's it. It's as simple as that. It truly is.
Yeah. All right. You said something and I gotta say something. Because a big thing is embarrassment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what took me so long to give my life to Jesus and to fully submit to his will was I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
Check this out. Isn't it more embarrassing to justify or hide your sin from a God that knows what you're already doing?
Yeah.
How is that not more embarrassing?
Yeah.
I would find it less embarrassing if you're like, I already know you saw this.
Yeah.
I slipped up. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
Please forgive me. Compared to, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
No, he did.
Yeah. He sees everything.
And that's going to be on your account.
Yeah.
So you better come clean.
On your record.
On your record. Yeah. He has a ballot.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. Here's an uplifting one. 1 John 1:9. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. Does he forgive? Yes. What's the next thing it says? To cleanse us. Mm. He cleanses us from the wickedness.
Because wickedness is dirty.
As you start to... Yes. Correct. But as you start to repent...
I'm just letting people connect the dots.
Yeah.
Because some people may not understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you start to repent, you'll feel more free from that sin, and then you'll no longer want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll get easier to ignore the temptation for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We can connect this to a shower.
Yeah, okay.
Do you feel better dirty or clean? You feel better clean.
Oh, yeah.
That's what God 1,000%. Does. Yeah, that's what God does.
Yeah.
We can even say we're hopping into the shower and we repent. Once we're done, we're going to be clean.
Yeah.
There was one more point I wanted to make about justifying, because some people are like justifying their attitudes or their actions towards something.
Yeah.
And what I am here to tell you is God judges both your actions and attitudes towards something.
He judges the heart.
Exactly. The point I wanted to make was God applies his law to both our actions and our attitudes. A lot of times we only want our attitudes evaluated, and other times we only want our actions evaluated. However, God will hold us accountable for both motives and actions towards whatever.
Yeah.
So what is that saying? My honey already said it. God will be judging the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Jesus talks so much in his gospels about gouging out the eye, cutting off your wrist, because God's already judging you before that thing happens. Mm-hmm. If I went to the gym or I went out in public and I saw this girl and I was thinking about how I am going to have sex with her. God's already judging me for that, and I better repent of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
even if you don't do it.
Yeah, yeah. Even if I don't do it. Mm-hmm. Jesus is saying, this is obviously, it's figure of speech, but he is saying it's better to just take your eyes out so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Than going through with that and repenting.
And that's also the reason why he makes those comments, is because it gets rid of excuses.
Exactly. It and gets rid of the justification. Yes. Because, oh, I looked at this girl. I didn't do anything, though.
Yeah.
God doesn't care. You already looked at her a certain way.
Yeah, but the more and more you look at someone a certain way, the more and more you're going to end up doing it.
Exactly.
You know, and the Becoming Something podcast, JP made a really good comment about this exact topic. And he was like, Nate was like, well, what if I struggle with porn?
I don't even know if I've watched that episode. I was just about to say that.
Yeah. And he was like, JP was like, okay, well, put something on your phone. And he's like, okay, well, what if it doesn't work? And he's like, well, get rid of your phone.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I just bought it. It's brand new. Doesn't matter. What's more important? Your relationship with the Lord or your sin?
Yeah.
You know? And kind of harsh, but so true.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people can justify and justify and justify all you want, but it's like, what's more important to you? That's whatever. If you're justifying something, you're telling the Lord that your loyalty lies with your sin.
Yeah. Dang. Wow. I was actually going to say something else. So I was going to say, because people say, masturbation's not a sin,
mm-hmm.
so why can't I just masturbate and not watch porn?
Mm-hmm.
Fam, what's going through your head when you masturbate?
Mm-hmm.
You watching paint dry?
And you're not staring at the ceiling thinking about nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in the same way, God's still going to judge you for, even though masturbation isn't explicitly explained in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be judged for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So if y'all want to know the line... read Jesus's Gospels.
Yeah.
Go ahead, honey.
I have a lot of respect for our friends keeping their names and their life private, but they were living together and weren't following the Lord.
Yeah.
And the second that they started following the Lord and taking their relationship with him very serious, they actually had our pastor at our church marry them in their living room so that they were married in God's eyes and that they weren't living in sin anymore. And they had a wedding 6 months later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love hearing their story because you don't hear them say, like, they're so humble and they're like, their response is, well, yeah, we care about our relationship with the Lord and we were living in sin.
Mm-hmm.
And honoring the Lord was more important than our selfish desires at that moment. And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah. And what does that look like? So unusual.
Yeah.
It looks super unusual. Yeah. You know what looks weird? Is if you're living with a significant other, having sex with them, go to church, they ask, why haven't you gotten married yet? I don't think we're ready. I mean, we pay our bills together, stuff like that. Well, Jesus tells you to do the other thing.
Yeah.
That's weird, bro.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You know, that's not unusual.
Yeah.
You're just living two lives. That's the weird thing.
Yeah.
It looks more unusual. Oh my goodness. It looks more unusual when you live one life submitted to his compared to you living two lives 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 50-50.
Yeah.
One submitted to one is unusual. 50-50 is weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, go ahead, honey. Really spit good.
I have another Bible verse. Matthew 7, verse 21. It says, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jesus talking.
Mm-hmm.
And what's in his will? It's in here.
Mm-hmm.
And Romans 12:2.
Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be doing God's will, which is pleasing, perfect, and good, I think.
So in summary, don't follow the world.
Yeah.
And what's the world doing?
Everything opposite.
Sinning.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything opposite of what Jesus calls us to do.
Yeah. Okay. So this is another one I want to touch on. because I think a lot of people are like, oh, you don't understand. I can't not do this. You know, like I can't not sin. You don't understand what I'm going through. Okay. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. The temptations... Sorry, they're on separate pages.
Oh, I knew you were going to bring up this verse. Nice. Yes.
The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience, and God is faithful.
Yes.
He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out.
Yes.
So that you can endure.
So glad you brought up that verse, because I don't know what book, I forgot what book it was in.
I think a lot of people will try to justify their sin basically saying like, you don't understand, I can't like avoid this. A good example would be someone in college, and they're like, well, all my dorm mates are drinking a bunch, so I just drink a bunch.
Yeah.
There's a way out. There is a way out. Go in your room, shut the door, keep to yourself, or ask your, I don't know how it works, but ask your RA or whoever at the school if you can move dorms.
Yeah.
Here's how important is your relationship with Jesus?
Yeah. So here we go. Okay. With you don't understand. No one's been through what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Let me read you Hebrews.
Here we go.
Hebrews 4:14. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Yikes. Now, one thing we don't know about Hebrews is we do not know who was the author of Hebrews, but it is a very, very important book.
Yeah.
In the New Testament.
I actually just finished it.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I wish I could say he wrote this. This is his relationship to Jesus. We don't know who wrote the book.
Right.
You know what I realized today, honey?
Okay.
This is off topic, all right?
Oh, okay.
Peter walked with Jesus.
Uh-huh. By the way, when he clicks his mouth, that means he's about to say something really good. Okay,
yeah. Go ahead. So, my mind was blown when John said this today. Peter walked with Jesus. Peter had a physical relationship with Jesus. Did Paul walk with Jesus? No. Paul did not walk with Jesus. How was Paul so close to Jesus? Because of Jesus' spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Peter got more advice from Paul than Paul got with Peter. Because Paul walked with Jesus in the spirit, while Peter only walked with Jesus in the physical.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
So isn't it crazy that we can know Jesus just as much as the people who already have died if we walk with him in the spirit?
Mm-hmm.
That is just, I want you to watch the episode.
Yeah, I will.
Oh my goodness, did it blow my mind. Yeah. Because they were talking about relationships.
Yeah.
And how you can have a physical relationship, soul relationship, and then a spiritual relationship. Mm-hmm. And it blew my mind. Okay.
Really good.
I'm done here.
I have one more point.
Okay, here we go. Yep.
Last one.
Yeah.
This one's kind of hefty.
Okay.
So we're talking to believers in this episode. And if you're a believer, hopefully you've read your Bible and you know what he calls us to do and what he calls us not to do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So in John 15:22, Jesus says, they would not be guilty if I had not come and spoken to them, but now they have no excuse for their sin. It's all recorded in here.
Yeah.
What he said is all recorded in here. We know what he wants from us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any excuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't argue with someone who said something.
Yeah. I actually... Paul quotes that in Romans.
Yeah.
But,
Let's please stop justifying sin. Please stop messaging Asher and I about, can I do this? Can I not do this? Our response is going to be pray to God and open your Bible.
Yeah.
Us
and
humans,
I want to say one more thing. Michelle and I are talking about ourselves too.
Yes.
Real quick.
Yeah.
We're not making this episode because we want to stop getting... We love y'all's questions.
Yeah.
We just... We don't enjoy getting DMs when y'all... We know that y'all's heart posture is looking for a response from us to justify it.
Yeah. And it hurts a relationship that we could potentially have with you. Yeah. And a friendship that we could potentially have with you. Because... A lot of times what happens is if we don't give you an answer that you want, you fight with us.
Yeah.
And argue with us. And then it's like, okay, well.
Then what were you looking for?
We're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're supposed to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Why are we arguing?
Yeah.
About what God's word says.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's a lot of times the heart posture behind it is it's like what you just said. I want to reach out to this person. They seem like they have a good relationship with the Lord. I just want to know what they think about it. But you're coming to us, most of you are coming to us with an answer already in your head.
Yeah.
And that's what you're expecting us to say. And you're expecting us to say, oh, well, you know, yeah, it's just, it's fine. But again, like we said in the beginning, that's not going to grow your relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to set you back tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you guys to have a good relationship with the Lord. We want to have a good relationship with the Lord, which is why we try our best to follow the word and repent when we do something that we shouldn't be doing and humble ourselves before the Lord. Again, we're not perfect.
Yeah. And we would be damaging the Lord. We would be damaging our relationship with the Lord if we told y'all it's okay to do X, Y, Z.
Yep.
Because then not only are we lying to ourselves, but we're not bearing God's name.
Mm-hmm. We're not,
like we talked about.
We're not glorifying him at all.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Hopefully this was an enlightening episode for most. Yeah. And it may have been a hard one for some to hear, but we just want to let you know that we love you.
Mm-hmm.
And our heart is always to help you, not hurt you or condemn you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not our job.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit convicts you, but Jesus and the Holy Spirit never want to make you feel condemned.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel condemnation, it's coming from either someone that's not representing Jesus or the enemy. Mm-hmm. And I have felt that a lot. And my advice to you would be to ask God about why you're feeling that condemnation. Every time I've done that, he's given me an answer that has made me cry.
Mm-hmm.
So just a little insight, but
yeah. We're not giving the whole encouraging Jesus loves you messages on this channel. So if you're looking for that, I don't know, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jesus does love you.
Yeah. Jesus does love you. And also, you know, we're called to...
We need to change.
Yeah. We're also called to repent and change. And also just create disciples.
Yeah.
All right? Like, dang. Just because you're a child of God doesn't mean you're a good disciple.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. Ooh. Judas was a terrible disciple.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay. Love you guys. See y'all next Wednesday on the tripod.
Stay tuned for Sunday.
Yeah. And
big announcement.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next Wednesday on the tripod.
Yeah, on the tripod, yeah.